Christmas in Dixie. It's snowing in the pine.
Now this will never get you fired, Mike.
Merry Christmas.
That's good music right there, partner.
To everyone tonight.
Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. We are now joined on the topic that is driven by our article in the Arizona Republic in the home section of today's newspaper. We're talking about home security. And home security becomes kind of a premier topic this time of year. Let me tell you just a short story before I introduce our special guest. Jennifer and her family moved to Arizona. When, babe? Like the week before Christmas of 1973. And y'all find the address, you find the house that's all been bought while you're still in St. Louis, you ship all your Christmas gifts to the house, and you get to the house, and what do you find?
No Christmas gifts. They had broken into the house and robbed us. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, those were people that... If you can only get Santa's naughty list, then you can go find these guys.
So home security in particular drives up, I think, a lot during this holiday season. So we've brought in our Rosie certified locksmith and security expert from Acme Locksmith right here in Maricopa County, serving the entire Maricopa County area. The owner of Acme Locksmith and Robert Vallelonga. Robert, thanks a million for coming in, taking some of your personal Saturday time and sharing it with me and the listeners.
Oh, thank you. Great to be here.
Well, you've been owner of Acme for a lot of years. Acme's been Rosie certified. It has to be 7, 8, or 9, maybe even 10 years.
It's been a while.
Every time I'm asked to go out on a public speaking engagement, I do a lot of public speaking at Block Watch programs, at homeowners associations, Rotary clubs. I give them a list. Here's 5 things I can talk about. You pick the one. And of the 5 topics, the number one topic everyone always wants to hear about is what can I do at my house to increase the security of my home, my family, my possessions, and my identity. You know what the second topic is?
No, what's that?
The history of remodeling the White House. Well, let's talk home security here, getting started. I mean, some of the things people do naively, like let's talk about sticking broomstick handles into sliding window tracks.
Yeah, you know, that's we see that a lot, and it's great to prevent the door from sliding open. The problem with that is it does nothing to prevent the door from being lifted out of the tracks. And we've been to a number of homes that have been broken into where somebody just took a screwdriver on that sliding glass door.
That's it.
Popped it right out of the tracks.
Yeah.
So there's new locks on the market. They're aftermarket locks. You can put it on your existing door. It's very easy to install that specifically focus on preventing that from happening. Not only do they prevent the door from sliding open, but they'll prevent anybody from being able to lift it out of its tracks. And they're very, very effective, very easy to use.
If your patio sliding door or sliding windows are aluminum frame and older than 15 or 20 years old, I can get in your house faster than you can imagine.
Yeah, it's trivial.
It is unbelievably easy to get into your house. The newer sliding patio doors and windows have stops that keep you from lifting it, except when they're in a very peculiar or specific position, then you can lift them out for cleaning and stuff like that. But I tell people all the time, if you have those older windows and you can't afford to do anything else, just close the window, take a 3/16 drill bit, drill a hole in the header of the window, and put a screw there that lets the window slide open but doesn't let anybody lift it up.
Yeah, that's a good tip. That's an easy way to do it.
I mean, for what the cost of one screw and about 5 minutes worth of work, you've now stopped that entry. What's the number one port that a burglar will use to get into your house?
Oh, believe it or not, it's the front door.
It is the front door.
It is the front door.
And how do they do it?
A number of techniques. You could kick the door in. It's actually not hard to do. But one of the things that we're seeing a lot of that's really permeated throughout the United States is a technique called lock bumping to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody with $3 and an internet connection can get a key that'll open your front door if you have a door that doesn't have newer locks on it. Locks may be over 5 years old.
Yeah. You can Google a particular site.
Yep.
And then you can go to Amazon and buy the products that they advertise there. And in about 15 minutes of trying, you could become a pretty good pick locker really quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of the local news channels have covered it. You can get into a home very, very quickly using this technique. So there's products out on the market so that you don't have to replace all your door hardware to stop this. There's aftermarket products you can put on your locks today. They cost less than $30, and nobody can get into your house by picking. Even if they have an existing key, they won't be able to get into that front door.
What do you tell people when you kick in the front door? You're actually exploding the jam, the door jam. Right. I mean, the lock's intact. The lock set's intact, the
Correct.
Deadbolt's intact, and it's actually been used as part of the pry and the leverage to blow the inside of the jam out. Mm-hmm. I've got several techniques I've got to reinforce that. What do y'all do as locksmiths in that application?
You know, the easiest thing to do, and any homeowner can do it, is take out all those half-inch screws and just put 3-inch screws in. Replace everything with 3-inch screws so that you hit the studs behind the frame.
You're going into the cripple stud.
Yep, and that'll secure that door. That's a big, tremendous security improvement. Cost you a few cents.
Hardly anything at all.
Yep, easy to do.
Yeah. And the other thing, the newer front doors have that steel plate on the backside of the jamb that makes it harder to mm-hmm. do the kick out. But before they came up with those, I don't know, I think I started seeing those getting stapled on the jambs about 10 years ago. We would just take the inside casing off the door and we would take 3- and 4-inch screws and set them into the jamb mm-hmm. below the lock set, between the lock set and the deadbolt, and then above the deadbolt, and then just put the casing back on. You never saw it, and it kept. You would break your foot before you kick that door in.
Yeah, it's a tremendous security improvement.
It is, and it's just pennies, absolute pennies. Now, we were talking about locks for the sliding door apparatus. Do any of these locks necessarily, could they void warranties from manufacturers?
Not that I'm aware of. They are aftermarket products. They do go on in with the stuff that's already there. They're very easy to do. I don't believe they would void a warranty. I haven't checked on that, but I don't believe they would.
It would be my guess that if a door or window was new enough to be in warranty, they've got an enhanced lock mechanism system as opposed to these older units we were talking about.
Right, correct.
Yeah. And in protecting those sliding features, the thing I want homeowners to picture is if I can lift it, I can get in. So you want a pin-type apparatus or something that pins that movable leaf to the frame.
Right, right. The lock that we install a lot of actually secures that sliding glass door from both the top and the bottom. So it sort of locks it in so the door can't be tilted in either direction.
There you go. Now, the first one of those I ever installed, I was just a little bit too close to the glass.
Okay. you do have to be a little careful. We install them all.
It was just by a hair. It was just my hand.
If you nick it, you can break it.
Yeah. Yeah, I found that out.
Yeah, we've installed thousands of them, and we have broken, I believe, one window.
Yeah.
We took care of it, of course.
Of course.
But thousands of installations without an issue.
Okay. So that we've covered the sliding, we've covered the front door. What's your feeling on security front doors?
I personally think they're great because if it's, you know, nice weather like this and you want to open the front door and
yeah.
have a little draft coming in and you're still locked up, that's fantastic. Just make sure that when it's installed properly so that, you know, you don't have exposed screws or any way to remove that door from the outside.
Pop the pin hinges.
Exactly. And we've seen it.
Yeah. Some of the economy security doors are really very false sense of security because they're easier to get into than the front door.
Yep, correct.
So I always tell people, look, think of me as the crook, okay? And I'm casing your neighborhood. And what I'm looking for is I'm looking for front doors that are blinded from the line of sight from your neighbors. So I love those. I love the Arizona alcove look where the door's tucked back in that little alcove. That's perfect for me, the crook and criminal. And the next thing I'm going to look at is, do I see any security alarm signs in the yard? Which, by the way, you can get those off Amazon for about $3 a piece,
mm-hmm.
along with false video cameras that you run the wire into the fascia board, and that's all they are. But you want a clear line of sight, and then you want to make that front door the least inviting. I always tell people, you know, if you hike in the woods with your friend and you come across a hungry bear that starts chasing you, you don't have to outrun the bear. You just have to outrun your friend.
That's right.
Right? So I tell people, make your house the least desirable visual target on the market. Make your neighbor's house more attractive. And once you get yours set up, then go on a neighborhood campaign and make your whole neighborhood the least desirable. But if I'm casing a neighborhood, I'm looking for a front door that I can kick in. I'm only going to spend between 30 and 40 seconds trying to get in. I want to be blinded from the line of sight, and a security door greatly adds the amount of time it's going to take for me to get in there. I love a good security front door.
I agree.
Okay. So we then have to get through that lock. Then we have to get through the front door lock. We've now resecured and reinforced the jam. Let's talk about the different kinds of locks.
Okay. You know, one of the things you want to make sure that you do when you, if you're looking at replacing your locks or enhancing your locks, is get one that is bump resistant. We already touched on that. Also, I recommend you get one that's sort of a light commercial grade. Anybody breaking
it? Let's talk about grades. Three grades.
Three residential grades, and then there's commercial grades.
Okay.
So you've got grade three, grade one, two, and three.
Okay.
Grade two is a medium residential grade. It's what most of your home stores are selling.
Yes.
I recommend at least that, and then you can go up from there. For deadbolts, we typically install light commercial grade, which is a grade two commercial lock on the door. Aesthetically, it looks the same, but it gives you more security. It's much heavier, much more weight to it, much beefier lock.
I can take a drywall hatchet or a roofing hatchet and knock most deadbolts right off the front door.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
They're just junk.
And burglars know this, too. They know which brands are garbage. And if they see that brand on your front door, they know that you're an easy target.
Easy target.
Yeah.
So at least a class two, what's the highest residential, one or three?
the one that's readily available would be two. Okay. One is the highest, but two is the one that's most readily available. Three is the one you want to stay away from.
And that's your $7, $8, and $9 deadbolts that you can get at the discount stores.
Correct.
That don't weigh more than about 8 or 9 ounces.
Correct.
They've got no impact resistance. The throw of the deadbolt is less than desirable, which we'd like at least a 1-inch throw on our deadbolts, right?
Correct, correct.
Get all the way and bite all the way into that jam that we have secured to the rough buck.
Yeah, if you take a residential grade 3 against a residential grade 2 and you put them in your hands, you'll feel the difference. If you look at the screws that hold the back and the front together that go through the door, you'll see the difference in the width. A good residential deadbolt will have a steel sleeve that goes all the way through the door. An inexpensive, cheap one, it'll be hollow all the way through the door except for the screws.
Yeah. Well, I want to come back and talk about other ports of entry that people will use to get into a house. And then maybe what do we do once they're inside the house? What do we do to secure our possessions? What do we do to secure our identity? What do we do to secure ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
More with Robert Vallelonga of Acme Locksmith, the Rosie Certified Locksmith for Maricopa County, when we get back.